National parks spanning the Bering Strait are now in a stage of active planning after last month's agreement between Russia and the United States to go ahead with them. The Russian National Park head has been looking at public lands in Alaska for the past 2 weeks. APRN's Steve Heimel spoke with him before he headed back to Moscow.
It's now very much down to the nuts and bolts stage of forming national parks on the Russian side. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed the agreement on September 8th in Vladivostok, and about a week later, Sevalod Stepanitsky was here with a map of 5 conservation areas and a translator.
I am positive that the Russian government will adopt a law by the end of this year about the formation of the park.
That's right. The deal is due to be finalized in just months. The 5 Russian protected areas are matched up with existing parks on the U.S. side. Cape Krusenstern National Monument, north of Kotzebue, and Bering Land Bridge National Preserve, comprising the northern part of the Seward Peninsula. Stepanitsky appears to be Vladimir Putin's point man for parks and conservation. He's the deputy director of state policy and environmental protection in the Ministry of Natural Resources and Ecology. He has been pushing conservation for years in Russia with the accent on ecotourism as an economic development tool. He cited a number of transboundary conservation agreements already in place with China, Mongolia, and other nations. They have experience with that part of it, he said, but the Americans are pointing the way toward how to protect lands that sometimes need to heal.
Geographically, они безусловно сопоставимы с российскими в силу географического положения.
Of course, there are many resemblances because that the same geographical resemblance between both territories, because it's the same territory basically. However, we've learned that Alaska has significant experience how to preserve territory. How to save them and how to protect from anthropogenic factors or human activities. In Russian Far East, in the northern part of the Russian Far East, there is a very deep impact of human activities.
The agreement will significantly lower barriers to travelers wanting to see the Russian side, simplifying the process enormously. There's already an agreement in place to make visas easier to get. Stepanitsky is basically promising an open border for transboundary parks for visitors.
Я думаю, что образование парка даст дополнительный толчок на облегчение решения вопроса облегчения.
Yes, the formation of the park, national park Beringia on this territory will allow, I believe, to liberate requirements for visitation of these territories.
Of course, for now, there's a serious lack of transportation options to get there, but it appears that the opportunity for eco-tourism entrepreneurs outfitting trips to the Russian parks will soon exist. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.